Good morning. 2006, I was returning from Haiti after my visit for the first time. I was on a red-eye flight, touchdown in Florida, middle of the night on my way to Chicago, unknown to me until much later. Found that the woman seated next to me was a nationally renowned artist, a painter, who sold her work for a great deal of money. As I sat on the plane, I had my laptop open, and I was scrolling through the pictures that I had taken in Haiti. I was wrestling with all the stimuli, the thoughts, the opportunities, the emotions. And she commented what great pictures I was looking at. And I later thought it wasn't the photographer that had the skill, it was the subject matter that spoke so clearly and well to her and to me and to you. When I returned, I shared these photos with you. I told stories. One of the first people to respond was a 17-year-old named Mason Young, came to me and asked, "Paul, I want to go to Haiti." So we sent him as a church to Haiti, and then he went again. Then he married Lauren. Mason and Lauren Young now return to Haiti, where they serve in partnership with us. Beginning in 2009, as we wrestled with how can we partner with high-character, Jesus-loving Haitian national leaders and resource them, listen to them, we developed a sponsorship opportunity that gives all of us an invitation to be a part of something bigger than ourselves. When I first walked in the school in the church in 2006, there were 60 students in one tiny little space. They've now purchased property. They've built. They have a building or two that is partially constructed. In other words, as you saw in the photos, the walls are open. Never would have guessed what God has done in and through you, this congregation, in these past number of years. The school that began with 60 when we first met it now has almost 400 enrolled. Each student receives a hot lunch 5 days a week during the school year. That wasn't my idea, that was yours. When we met together as a church community to talk about opportunities in country, someone stood up and said, "Let's provide those kids with one meal a day, 5 days a week." And you did. You helped construct a kitchen. Today there are teachers and cooks. You have 30 people who now have jobs in a place where before they earned their income through prostitution and voodoo. Now they've come to Christ and people are able to serve students. They work for their scholarship. They work by studying. It is an outside-in largesse that creates dependency. It is instead mission that is driven by the gospel of God and which gives people opportunity in the future. Where is all this going? Well, for the next couple of months, we're going to invite you to contribute to a build-out phase in the town of Merger, first constructing a kindergarten, pre-kindergarten classroom. We have a donor who has anonymously already given 50% of the cost toward the construction of a kindergarten classroom. $50,000 will cover the building cost. $25,000 has already been given. We invite our congregation to finish it off. And that we would do so by January 31st of 2016 so that Johnny and the leadership team on the ground can get after it. Mason and Lauren will be going back in early January, and we would love to be able to resource our partnership team in Haiti in a timely manner. And so what we would like you to do is to prayerfully think and talk with your family about a way that you can be part of this. And then we're going to begin next week a series. I speak next week, first of a three-part series called Helping More Than Myself. We're going to look next week at the power of thank you, and that is the power of saying thank you to God and others when we're on the receiving end of a gift. And then we'll move into examples in the New Testament of people who have stewarded their resources generously, wisely, and well. So that's our invitation to you, that we would, over these next weeks and months, that we would contribute to something much bigger than Glenwood is. Sometimes people ask me, where's this going to go? And I say, I have no idea. We never dreamed that God would flourish as he has with these small steps of obedience these past years. So what we want to do in the moment is take the step that we know, following in leadership after the God who has been so generous with us. I want to make one note to those who are newer to our body. This goes without saying for those who've watched us over the years. Every single dime, every single dollar that this congregation gives to Merge goes directly to Merge. Nobody from Glenwood, no other institution, no agency takes anything for administrative cost. It goes in its entirety, and our practices are available for the scrutiny and accountability of our congregation. Would you bow with me, please? Father, thank you for loving us so deeply, for giving to us so generously in and through your Son. Father, we ask that this morning your Spirit invades the heart of every one of us, that you would, through your Spirit, open our eyes to see who you are, how great are your mercies, that we would, again, engage your word, that your word would shape and mold our minds, provoke our hearts, that you would transform us, that you would use us to announce your body and your goodness. Father, we also this morning pray for our leaders in the United States. Father, almost in spite of ourselves, we ask that you would shape and direct, that you would advance your purposes and your cause, and that we as a people would yield to you, that we would seek you, that our city and our county and our country would hunger and thirst for you, Father, and that we would follow after you in every way. In the name of Jesus, amen.